problem with Faith Academy doing recruiting right here. As a matter of fact, when John Spears comes back up, there's going to be a little competition recruiting for Faith Academy or for the GLOW teams. But when I met John for the first time, it was in February or March of this year. We were invited to Ireland Missionary Day. Hundreds and hundreds of people at Jordantown University outside of Belfast for a missionary conference. And one of the breakout sessions I was interested in, and I walked in, and here was this guy, John Spears. Now, I liked him immediately because he was a Scotsman, so I had a close akin to him, you see. But he gave a presentation on gospel literature outreach that I won't ever forget. And I said to Sam Robinson, I said, we've got to get this guy over to the folks that come to Lincroft. So we extended an invitation, and John came. And he shared a bit of this last night with the college group and the high school group. He's going to share more of it with you today so that you can pray effectively and hopefully go over sometime in a short-term mission tour. John.
Thank you very much, Tom. I'm going to try and just give a little coverage of the work of GLOW. Friends here may never have heard of gospel literature outreach, and I want to try and give a little history to it and share with you just who we are and what we do. And if I can just start at the very beginning of gospel literature outreach. In 1966, Colin Tilsley, who was the son of Crawford Tilsley, who served the Lord in India in the Godavari district, and Colin was brought up and sent to school as a little boy from Godavari right down to Ootacamon in the Nilgiri Hills, and the impact of India never left. And when he was married and he had this vision to do something for mission, he came to Perth, Western Australia, and at an Easter Assemblies conference, he challenged for 10 people to rise up and go to the city of Madras for 2 years to distribute and sell literature. And 10 people did that. And that's how and when the work of GLOW began. And it has continued up to the very present moment in the city of Chennai, now it's called, Madras. And I've been there and witnessed and shared with a fellow colleague, John Pandey, who is very much into the distribution of Emmaus as well as literature. And mighty, mighty work is being done in India through literature. John pulls people together on Good Friday or Christmas Day, and from different assemblies. 138 people joined them on Good Friday from about 26 different assemblies, and they distributed 50,000 packets of gospel literature in one day. So pray for the sowing of the good seed of the Word of God. And when Colin Tilsley saw the value of short-term teamwork through literature, he then took this vision to New Zealand, to the assemblies there, and then he came over to the United Kingdom in 1971, and he sowed the seed and vision for GLO in the hearts of two or three of us. And at that stage, he was looking for a base, he was looking for some place of operation out of the United Kingdom, and the way opened up for him and for us to secure a redundant Church of Scotland building with facilities, and we've developed that over the years, and that now is our base there in Scotland. Colin Tilsley was a dynamic, powerful servant of God, and he had such influence with people. He had four children, and he returned to Australia, and then he promised to return to the United Kingdom and help us as we got the work established in 1979. Just before his visit, we got a telegram in these days. We hadn't had the email, but we got a telegram to say, visit postponed. I'm having some tests. He got some tests for his knees. He was losing some power in his knees. And when the doctor said, Mr. Tilsley, you have a disease called motor neuron. He said, what is it? What is the cure? The doctor said, there's no cure. You have 3 years to live. He was 43 years of age at the time, and so I am true to the doctor's word. 3 years' time, Colin Tilsley went to heaven. I'll never forget being in Australia, being at his graveside and standing looking and thinking, as I spoke to the young people last night, only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. And so, having established the work in Europe, this little presentation that I have covers mainly Europe. Though the work of GLO is worldwide today, we have centers in Korea, in Malaysia, in Zambia, and in India, and we have workers in Romania, and a couple in Peru, and throughout Europe, we have 80 full-time people in the work of GLO, commended from assemblies, supported by their assemblies, and involved in church planting, evangelism, and mission. So I just want to run through some of the folks that we've got scattered throughout Europe in different parts and with different teams.
Okay. Our boss is
across Europe, Faroe Islands, the little island up there right down to the toe of Italy. And so, Europe, we have a couple working in Copenhagen, trying to church plant an assembly in the great city of Copenhagen. Valdemar is from the Faroes, Ruth is from Northern Ireland, and they need prayer. We have an outstanding couple, Jekvan and Un Zacharias. He studied in the States in Dallas for 3 years. He took a master's, he's a brilliant teacher, and he came and worked with us in Motherwell as principal of the little college for 3 years. Then he had this burning desire to go back to his own homeland in Faroes and commence a new assembly. And out of Dorshavn in the capital, he has commenced another assembly. Dorshavn has 10,000 people. It has an assembly of 700. He has commenced another assembly where 300 meet. And he has a radio program, Bible teaching program, and an outstanding teacher. The Republic of Ireland is a very needy mission field. And we're working with a team down in the south and in Enniscorthy, John and Linda Stanfield, Andrew and Lorna Burke, and young Stephen Blunt. And another girl from Australia joins them. And they're working, trying to plant a new assembly in Enniscorthy. In the south of Ireland, it is very tough pioneering work, I can tell you. In Italy, I want to pause here for a few moments because we have a lot of couples working. Robert and Muriel Hampton, right at the top of the picture, from Northern Ireland, he's the team leader. And he is there with his children now have grown up. Two of them are back in Northern Ireland for education, the others are with him in Italy. And we have then Patrizio down here in the middle with the glasses. He is Italian, he met his wife on a GLO summer mission. A wonderful place to meet a partner. Come and GLO summer mission if you're single, and I'll talk to you how you get a partner. And Patrizio is Italian, and it's wonderful to have nationals working with us in Europe. Then we have another young couple, Leo here, and Andy. If I can just get the names up. Coming, I hope. Leo is from Romania, and Andy is Scottish. And then we have another very fine young couple. I want you to just concentrate. Ren and Heidi Goodison. Ren here with a little baby called Noah. Ren is from the Faroes. And Heidi is a product of Faith Academy School. Isn't that wonderful? That's where she got her education. That's where she got the vision for mission. Her parents are missionaries in the Philippines. And it was just a thrill for me to come and discover from Phil and Mary the work they do in that wonderful school. And one of the products is with us today on the mission field, praying and learning Italian and working there in church plant, Ren and Heidi. Let's move on. And Adina and Elna Ricotta, he is Italian, she is Scottish. Europe mixes very well. This is one of the wonderful stories of the gospel. After Ceausescu was, of course, eliminated, the gospel progressed. Romania has seen tremendous strife. George and Lydia do an Emmaus work. They have 40,000 students on Emmaus. Danny and Doña, these are two couples from Romania, and GLO Australia has set printing presses and would support them greatly in the product of literature, and they're doing a mighty work there in Romania. We send summer teams every summer to join them. France, Central Europe, Western Europe, is one of the neediest mission fields that we have in the world today. And we've got two couples, Pierre and Alison, David and Sheena, working in a place called Bagnol, quite near Avignon, trying to church plant. They've been there for years, and we don't have a church yet planted. To win a French person and to see a church established in France takes about 10 years. It's tough work, pioneering. And we've got many workers in France. Philippe and Marie Christen, Parrier, are French nationals, wonderfully converted through a gospel tract. I haven't taken this pause to tell you the story of a little Muslim boy in a Christian that picked up a tract and he got converted and he told his friends, and these were some of his friends, young fellows living unmarried together, playing in a rock band, living during the night and sleeping during the day and stealing to live, to exist. And when this tract circulated and they began to think seriously about Christianity, Sammy Gibson from Northern Ireland was there, had a Bible study, and wonderfully seen them come through for the Lord. Gary and Tim Blair from Scotland. Yannick is French, Margaret is from Northern Ireland, and so we go on. Two young single people, Christian Piaggi, French, by Christian Fabius from Grenoble, French, working in the great city of Marseille. 1 million people in Marseille. And they're working with a small group. And Marie-Christian is in the university working with students. Mike and Alison Parker, Christian Catherine, Christian Michel are up in the north of France, Mayenne province, Laval, Chateaugonté, and again pioneering church planting with assemblies there. Very tough work. In Spain, Ray and Eunice Costum, the more mature couple in the picture, served for many years in Peru with Bert Elliott. And after coming home and being principal in our little college for many years, at 60 years of age, decided I'm going back to Spain. And they have gone down to work and moved there. But you can see there in the south, the young fellow, Luis and Anne-Laure. Luis is Peruvian. Anne-Laure is from Italy. They met on Dulles, the OM ship, and studied at Belfast Bible College. And the Crescent Church and the Assembly in Belfast commended them. And they're working together in a small assembly in Murcia. We were there in September, 25, 30 believers. Reaching Spaniards is difficult. The blessing they've seen in Spain of recent days would be from immigrants that have come over from South America, and many of them have responded to the gospel. But breaking through into the Spanish mindset is not easy. Let's try and move on. Okay. There it is. What a beautiful picture. All you Scottish people here, I hope you don't get too misty-eyed. Don't get too misty-eyed. And think of this wonderful thistle and this siltar. And we're a small nation, but we brought a lot to the world, you know. The road you drive on, Tarmacadam, invented by a Scotsman. The television you watch, invented by a Scotsman. The telephone you use, invented by a Scotsman. I better stop. Paul and Mary McPhee, working in urban district near to where we are, planting an assembly. Bobby and Mary Snedden and John and Fiona Dick. It's quite interesting, that big fellow John Dick up there. He was a child of nine converted in Colin McPhee's urban evangelism. As a little boy of nine, his father, an alcoholic, saved at a children's meeting. What hope you have a child coming out of that kind of hope? He's in full-time ministry with Globe in another church plant situation. God is doing some wonderful things among them. We need to mention England. Sometimes difficult for Scotland to mention England, but we need to mention England. We have two couples working. We have Andy and Claire Gibson, and we have Mike and Debbie Stuffen working down in a place called Hereford Church Planting, working there with a great vision to see people reach the state. Now, if you've got any Irish blood in you, then again, there's Giant Causeway, just to remind you of Ireland, Gordon and Barbara working in Bangor with a church. We have also this other couple, Sammy and Andrea Gibson, that worked in France for 14 years and for the sake of the children's education have to come back home, and their oldest daughter, Sarah, is now working full-time with us. Thank God for missionary kids that can be trained, educated, and go into ministry. And Sarah is with us in that base in Northern Ireland. This is the home base. The young couple at the top happens to be me and my wife. That was taken a long time ago, just to keep us fresh and young. This girl, full-time in the Lord's work, commended by her assembly at Roman Road, lived by faith. She would be worth $20,000 in secular life. She lives frugally and sacrificially by faith, serving God behind the scenes. We need to see more people called of God to serve in CMML. This man needs help. We need to see our young people see the value of doing the Lord's work as a minister and called of God, and the assemblies get behind them and support them. There's no problem in this country for support. And we need to see people raised up for this very valuable minister. Anna Finney, the other young lady from Wales, Ian and Jerry Smith, he's the treasurer. And admin behind the mission field is a very important part of mission work. And those who are called to work behind the scenes do a noble task. And we're indebted to folks that do that kind of thing. Administration, mother work. Let me just run through our summer mission program before you have your lunch. Just a few moments. What kind of work do we do? In the summer, we have 20 summer teams scattered all over Europe, from Spain, Italy, France, Croatia, Romania, and we are even now sending teams to Tanzania, and this year to the Congo, next year. And we're looking for over 200 young people, mainly, but there's no age limit. I keep telling every year the age limit goes up, but I keep going every year. So there's no age limit. You can come on one of these short-term teams, join with local Christians, join with the Go Workers. So in the summer, the impact is that over 400 people involved in limited distribution and all kinds of missionary endeavor. You say, where do they come from? Well, they come, that kind of breakdown, they come from Scotland, they come from England, Ireland, Wales, and then, of course, from elsewhere. Where else? Sometimes we get people from different countries. And look, oh, there's the USA. We've had one girl. One girl from the USA, her name's Betsy Killens. Her parents are missionaries in Colombia, and she came and spent the summer on mission team with us. I have come this weekend. Last night, it was a thrill to be amongst 150 young people. 21 young people signed up on the forums to get more literature, and I'm looking for young people from the USA to come over to Europe, and we'll treat you and we'll give you VIP treatment on these teams, and you'll find that there will be a life-changing experience. Get involved in mission. Tell your assembly, let them support you and fund you. Elders, lay your hands on young people. Get them involved in mission. That's what's needed. And I better keep moving. Where else? Something else. What's the age range? Oh, well, we don't have too many under 18 because you need to be nearly 18. We have a big number between 18 and 22 and 23 in StatTech. And we still have some who come who are over 40. Anybody over 40 here today? Raise your hand. Not many. What do we do on these summer teams? We have great fellowship, we have great fun, and we do a lot of work. Not Robert Hamilton in Naples wants to put a gospel by John in every home in Naples. To date, we have distributed 300,000 gospels of John into the city of Naples. Millions of pieces of literature over the years are distributed by these young people. We do open air work, preach in the open air through translation, use drama, use all different kinds of means. Films are very effective in Spain because the weather's suitable for it. Children's club. Play football with fellows. That always wins the hearts of boys. International evenings, especially Scottish evenings, are a little Scottish poetry and a song and bring people in and use different means to bring people into contact with them. Orphanage visits in Romania. Meals with non-Christians. A very effective way of reaching. We do this in Italy. The team is all spread amongst the Christians who invite their neighbours or their family, have a meal together, share testimony, and there's that wonderful setting of enjoying Italian food. I tell you, it's wonderful to share the gospel, and the food's great. Let's move on. And talk very briefly about Tilsley College. Within the Glow Centre at Motherwell, we have a little training college We call it Tozer College in honor of Colin Tozer, who went to be with the Lord. Stephen McCoy, the son of John McCoy. Has John been here? John McCoy has been here. And Stephen, his son, is the principal. We can take 15 each year students onto this one-year course. I highly recommend it. And the young people who invest for a whole year their life in training in biblical studies as well as mission involvement is indeed very worthwhile. It's a one-year program that runs from September through to June with different five-week modules. There's a lot of theology taught and a lot of practice, a lot of involvement. We send them out onto projects with alcoholics. We send them out onto the streets to do open air, door-to-door work, children's work, all different hands-on experience, as well as getting a biblical base set in their life by lectures every morning. And we give them a lot of mission experience. As soon as the students arrive, they do it. They go into Europe. Europe's very handy, and the low-cost airlines now make it easy. We had the whole group go down to Naples just recently, and £60 return, rather to Rome. And so they spent a week with all the missionaries in Naples being immersed into cross-cultural mission. We need to get out of our country. We need to see what's happening in other parts of the world. It's not too far to jump over the pond and come into Europe. Low-cost airline, American Airlines. I'll tell you how to get cheap tickets for American Airlines. We have students come from 21 different countries from all around. That's why I'm interested in and challenging for young people to come if they're at a point in their life where they can invest a year before they go out to do further studies, then sign up. I've got one or two little brochures there. You can come and see the details, put the name and address in the sheet, and I'll send you more. And again, over the years, we've had many students who are now serving full-time. One of the objects of Tilsby College and our strategy is very simple. Get young people on summer mission teams. Encourage them to come to Tilsby for a year and then see them go into full-time. We need to, in the assemblies, call for more and more of our young couples to get out of the materialistic trap and get into mission. And we need to help them do that. And I believe that we can, so can see them in that. And just to let us remind, study, fun, fellowship, friendship, wonderful experience, time to learn, to experience, and to enjoy Christian friendship. That's the PowerPoint presentation. I have one or two little magazines there, not many left. We distributed most of them last night with the young people, but you can come. If you would like to receive the Spearhead magazine, then sign up your name and address in understandable print, and I'll get it on the database and we'll send it free. I was hoping to send us a gift, but nevertheless, we keep saying we send things free, but we need the Lord to support us. We are a faith work. We live by faith. All those of us who are commended live by faith. We don't pay any salaries. Like they said, the fellow on the video, it is a great privilege to be called of God and to serve God. And today in Europe, we have well over 70 full-time people serving the Lord in church planting, in evangelism, and in training and equipment. One of the great blessings that we have, I've got 3 minutes left. One of the great blessings that we have is that when we began the work of GLOW in Scotland more than 30 years ago, the brother that was working with me had a vision to commence a bookshop and to sell literature. Literature is at the heart of GLO. And this brother had this vision, and we had a little tiny shop, and we got some books of SDL, OM. They're very kind to us. They lent us the books, and we paid them the bill. And we used to have a very good Saturday in selling a few books, and £30 was a very good Saturday. And over 30 years, that business had built up and built up. And this is Saturday, and today, because it's near Christmas, they will sell £3,000 worth of books today. Our turnover in our bookshop is £400,000, or $700,000. And from that, we are able to make a major contribution to the work of the Lord in GLO. Last year, we were able to contribute £80,000 to the work of the Lord from our bookshop ministry.
as well as having a ministry in the bookshop itself, getting people to read books, because books, one single book can change a person's life. You've heard of William MacDonald? He's a great Scotsman. I remember him being in my home, Bill MacDonald. I remember him telling us his testimony. He had a great ambition, and he had his sights set to be in the Marines. And he read C.T. Studd's biography, and it changed his life. And so he encouraged the reading of books. There are books there. Please buy them, because God can use literature. And we have this ministry, not only alongside the bookshop, we have a coffee shop. My wife had the vision to have a little coffee shop, serve people a cup of coffee. That has now grown, and that is now turning over 100,000 each year, as people from the community come in and mix and relate and meet and see our folks at the center. And so God has wonderfully met our need through some of our own ministries and supported us. We are supported by the Lord's people in the assemblies. We are indebted to a number of trusts that have enabled us to help and seek to further the work of the Lord. The great need isn't for money. The great need is for people. Europe is one of the neediest mission fields. There are 330 million people in Western Europe, if you add up these countries like France and Spain and Italy and Northern Europe. And the number of assemblies and the number of evangelical Christians is so tiny, but relatively speaking. Europe sits in darkness today. Can we take the light of the gospel, bear the torch of this wonderful message? I trust that the Holy Spirit will burn into your hearts the words of Jesus. I must preach the gospel in other cities, for this is my mission. Thanks, everyone.